Staying consistent is hard, but it's important if you want to see results.
Symbiotica is one of the fastest growing health and wellness companies right now, and they're one of the only brands that are committed to your health.
They only use the cleanest and purest ingredients in their formulas. No seed oils, no preservatives, or toxins.
Let me walk you through my morning routine. I wake up, make my coffee, and then make sure to fill my water with Symbiotica Pure Hydration before my early morning workout. They source the best ingredients from all around the world, and I've loved every supplement I've tried so far. What's even better is that Symbiotica makes it a breeze to stay on track. With a subscription, your supplements arrive at your doorstep every month.
Ready to feel the results? Head over to Symbiotica.com and use code POD for 15% off your subscription order.
Zyn nicotine pouches deliver nicotine satisfaction anywhere, anytime, which means Zyn pairs well with you, your personality, your schedule, and your spontaneity. Zyn fits easily into your bag, pocket, and into your life because it's smoke-free, hands-free, and hassle-free. So the only person who will know you have a Zyn pouch in is you. Visit Zyn.com or head to your local convenience store today to find your Zyn. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
Hi, everyone. This is Rachel Zoe with the Climbing in Heels podcast. We recently sat down with a few recipients of the Botox Cosmetic, Onobotulinum Toxin A, and iFund Women grants at South by Southwest, thanks to Botox Cosmetic. Take a listen to our conversation. It's so good.
What advice would you give to upcoming like female entrepreneurs or just already sort of established trying to survive still?
I literally joke with my staff and we always are saying, oh, you want to be an entrepreneur? You want to be broke all the time and working 24/7? Ooh.
Yeah, but
so,
look at you.
Yeah, right? But I'm here. So the advice that I give is, and I coined this, and I believe I said it on my TED Talk, that your passion follows you. You cannot follow your passion. So my advice is to let your passion follow you, get out of your own way, and never stop and never settle.
This episode was brought to you by Botox Cosmetic. Learn more at BotoxCosmetic.com and talk to your specialist to see if Botox Cosmetic is right for you. For full prescribing information, including boxed warning, call 877-351-0300 and follow the Climbing in Heels podcast on iHeartRadio or subscribe where you listen to your podcast.
For the love, there is nothing worse than shaving your legs. A total game changer to my beauty routine is Nair. That is right, the OG hair removal. Nair saves me so much time, and the best part is no nicks, no cuts, and you will have smooth skin for days. You have to make sure to check out Nair's new sensational shower creams and body creams. My favorite shower cream is the Moroccan Argan Oil and Orange Blossom. The scent creates the ultimate pampering experience. Smell for yourself. Try the reformulated Nair body and shower creams available at retailers nationwide and online.
Two Teas in a Pod with Teddy Mellencamp and Tamara Judge.
Hi, guys. Welcome to this week's Two Teas in a Pod with myself, Teddy Mellencamp.
And Tamara Judge.
And we're answering all of your hard-hitting questions. We said nothing's off limits, and it is not.
No, these are good.
Well, you know what? I love the fact that you put this little joy thing behind you right
Thank
now.
Thank you. It's a little crooked. There we go.
It's just so Better. Festive. I love speaking joy when we're about to, you know. Oh, there's a tree as
there's
well.
A tree. Yes.
Ugh, yes. You know what? Which leads us to the positive, joyous question from our listeners, which is the first one they've asked, which is, Tam, who do you think the biggest diva housewife is?
Okay. I'm going to go out on a limb here and say NeNe.
NeNe Leakes.
Yeah.
Okay. So I was basing it more on who I think currently is. And I'm sorry, I've got to say Heather Dubrow right now, because if you think that you can stop production in the middle of an episode or while you're filming, that's diva behavior. That's very, very bravo, bravo, fucking bravo kind
of stuff. Yeah. Yeah. You notice they didn't stop production.
They didn't, but they did.
She tried, but they did not have it.
They did allow them to like go dark for a little bit and then come back.
It gave them enough time, her enough time to go upstairs, prep Terry on what's going on. Let's come up with a plan, and then we'll go downstairs and continue.
Okay. Hardest part about not being able to break the fourth wall?
I feel like it is broken all the time, but it's just a matter of them not showing it. I think now they show up more than ever. But back in the day when I started, they never broke the fourth wall. It's hard to explain storylines because a lot of stuff happened outside of filming. A lot of the girls, like, we would get on and text each other, and then it's hard to make sense of it when you film.
Yeah, I would say the same thing. So the season that I got, like, hammered, you know, with the text messages. Mm-hmm. So I had shown those on camera already, but the problem was the entire text exchange was breaking the fourth wall.
Right.
Because we were saying, well, can this happen on camera? Can this happen here? If you do this, I'll do this. I talked to Lisa. She said, so it was all so much scheming.
Yeah. And I think it's getting more and more like that they have to break the fourth wall to make sense of certain scenes.
And yeah, so I think that can be very annoying, which leads me to the biggest pet peeve during filming. My biggest pet peeve is when you're filming, if somebody breaks the fourth wall on purpose, to stop the filming.
That's one of my top 10. Let's see. There's so many. I think sitting in a scene and one of the housewives is talking about something that does not pertain, will never show, talking about their neighbor's brother's sister that did. I'm just like, shut up. Just get to the point. We can get this scene done really quick if you just stay focused.
That was annoying. Because that's the thing, especially like when people will be talking about their favorite television show. I'm like, they will never use this.
Yes.
And it's 10 p.m. and I'm tired. So let's get to the shit that everybody wants to hear.
Exactly. Exactly.
So biggest pet peeve. All right. Do they provide cars for you when you go to the events, to the shows? I know every housewife is different. Every city. Yeah. For Beverly Hills, definitely, because they want us drinking, and which means we have to be in cars.
Right. And we have the same production company. So exactly the same.
Yeah. Would either of us go back on the show?
I'm not opposed to it, but, you know, there's got to be a lot of talking involved and, you know,
I figure it out. Yeah, I mean, I think paycheck.
Yeah. I mean, so it's great to make a lot of money to go out to lunch.
Yeah, dinner. I love a lot of the girls, and there's mm-hmm. I would never say never. Can I say that right now I feel pretty happy that one of my jobs is, you know, to be able to watch TV and talk about it with you and not
right.
really have to deal exactly. with any repercussions? No.
I would say I'm not dying to go back. I'm not oh my God, I want to go back so bad. Like, what can I do?
Especially with all that's going on right now, I think it's a tough time.
Yeah, with cancel culture and you say one thing wrong and everybody hates you. I mean, it's a lot to think about.
Especially when you're on those shows, you're supposed to say things wrong. That's what used to make them a show. So if you're having to be careful about everything, then it just gets really, really messy.
Yeah.
Biggest regret from the show?
I don't really have regrets. I think my biggest, I would have to say recently, is just sheltering Shannon and covering up her stuff and that kind of stuff. Like, I wish I was strong enough to say, like, no, this isn't right. You shouldn't be doing this. But I didn't. We were friends off scene. And then, I don't know, didn't work out well for me and her.
For me, it involves the John Blizzard, Lisa Vanderpump thing. You know, when you're coming on new to the show and you have a person that has been on a long time and you're kind of getting coached, and, you know, I'm not using that as an excuse. I should have 1,000,000% had the balls to be like, no, but I also had stake in the game. In my mind, I'm like, I want to make a good show too. You know, you yes. have this weird thing, but I wish that from the very get go, when I came clean about it, I would have gotten John Blizzard on the phone, had him there in front, like Lisa Vanderpump.
But you didn't know. That's the hard thing.
It was one of those things that, like, I wish that entire conversation would have played out. And I wish I would have said to Dorit from the beginning, I chickened out. However, there are lots of messages going on about how I was going to do it, but I chickened out, and that's really what happened. And then it would have saved us a lot of trouble, and it is what it is. But
yeah, there's a lot of things that I said and did that wasn't right. Do I regret it? You know, there's too many to name. But you learn from them sometimes, and you know, you try to be better at what you're doing, but it is what it is.
Sometimes you learn, and then sometimes you make a bigger mistake the next time. Which,
right.
You know,
it's hard. It's hard to navigate through being on reality TV. I mean, 1 year or 12 years, you get shit thrown at you that you're like, you're not expecting. You're like, oh my God, how do I deal with this? Yeah. So it's hard.
I have learned to never speak in absolutes, because that is something that I apparently used to do. Like I would say, I never tell a lie, or I never do this. And then they're like, the flashback.
Yeah.
I'm like, why did I say, it's like your way of trying to be a touch dramatic when you say it, like, I would never. And then you're like, shit.
Vicky was really good at doing that. And I'd look at her and go, yeah, no, there's a flashback. So you always have to think 10 steps ahead. If I say this, what do they have on me that they're going to flashback? Yeah, so your mind's always going.
Well, speaking of Vicky, how does Eddie feel now that you and Vicky are friends again?
That's a complicated question. Honestly,
we have all the time. We have 11, at least 11 minutes.
So you know what? He never tells me not to be friends with somebody or not to do something. He doesn't quite understand it. He was the victim of, you know, a big rumor that was brought on by her. I understand reality TV in the sense, like, sometimes girls do stuff to make good TV. And I think that's what she was doing. He, on the other hand, doesn't have a reality TV head. So he's like, she talked badly about me. Like, she was making up rumors about me, and I'm not okay with it. So he's not thrilled.
He's not thrilled, but he's not going to tell you no.
Right. Right.
Which that's a good sign of a good husband.
Does he want to go to dinner with her?
No. He's like, that's a hard no for me.
Yeah.
The pop culture phenomenon MILF Manor is back on TLC.
Dating younger men makes me feel playful.
And this season's best kept secret is out.
Are we dating the sons and their fathers?
My dad's here.
What? You're in competition with your dad.
Oh my God, the dads are hotter than the sons.
And just you wait. There are even more shocking twists to come.
This is going
to
be crazy.
This is insane.
Don't miss the always unpredictable MILF Manor. Sunday at 10 on TLC. Set your DVR.
Do you want $0 delivery fees? Try Dash Pass by DoorDash. You won't regret it.
Whether it's food from your favorite restaurants, groceries from across town, or anything in between, Dash Pass is the most affordable way to get everything you need delivered right to your door. Get more from delivery for less with Dash Pass, $0 delivery fees, and reduced service fees on eligible DoorDash orders.
Sign up for Dash Pass today and get your first 30 days free if you're a new member. Subject to change, terms apply.
Open the door to $0 delivery fees and savings you can't get anywhere else. Sign up for Dash Pass today only on DoorDash and get your first 30 days free if you're a new member. Subject to change, terms apply.
The journey to a smoke-free future can be a long and winding road, but if you're ready for a change, consider taking Zyn for a spin. Zyn nicotine pouches offer a fresh way to discover your nicotine satisfaction anywhere, anytime. No smoke, no spit, and no lingering odor. Ready to start your new journey? Get in gear with the Zyn 10 Challenge. Enjoy Zyn nicotine pouches for 10 days and discover a fresher way to experience nicotine satisfaction anywhere, anytime. Here's how to get started with the Zyn 10 Challenge. Simply pick your strength and varieties online and check out. Once your Zyn nicotine pouches arrive in the mail, enjoy pure nicotine satisfaction at your leisure. After your 10-day trial, let us know what you think. If Zyn isn't for you, no hard feelings. It's that simple. Order online at Zyn.com, that's Zyn.com, to start your new journey today with the Zyn 10 Challenge. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
You like to watch the new stuff, right? Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time.
Like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump.
Join Lisa and her hand-selected staff at Chateau Rosabelle, a glamorous estate in the French countryside, as they live, work, and play together 24/7.
Vanderpump Villa is where first-class luxury meets world-class drama.
Don't miss the new season of The Kardashians, starring The Kardashians, of course. Season 5 promises new horizons for the entire Kardashian clan.
And if you're looking for steamy streams, check out Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise.
The sizzling new reality show set on the Caribbean island of Grand Cayman, where the rich come to play. But be warned, it's a small island and secrets don't stay secret for long.
So come check out what's new on Hulu this month. It's streaming now and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Kids and family type question. Most obnoxious pet peeve that our husbands do.
I know this one.
What's your, well, mine is that my husband flosses in bed, which I think is disgusting.
Really?
he brushes his teeth first and then he'll bring the floss into the bed. And this might even be TMI, but so he'll fall asleep sometimes flossing. And then one day, I'm not kidding, the floss wrapped around his privates and
stop it.
Almost like the next morning he woke up, he's like, ow, ow, ow. And I'm like, what happened? We looked down and the floss was wrapped around like a little like,
how?
I don't know. Just moving around or something. But I'm
stop it.
This is why you
so
can't.
So he sleeps naked.
Well, I think that night maybe we'd hooked up in the middle of the night. Like there was more things to it.
Oh, so it got all moved around in the bed. And next thing you know.
But the point is, don't floss and leave your floss in the bed because you never know where it's going to end up.
Yeah.
And
especially
it's
that night. It's kind of gross. I have a weird issue with hearing sounds, like bodily sounds, eating, chewing, anything. And he eats loud. He eats loud. I'm like, your head is hollow. It's echoing in your head. I swear to God. Drives me crazy. Like he'll know, like, as soon as we sit down, turn the TV on because then I won't be like this.
Where he's like,
oh, and then with the coffee. And so I'm like, I can't.
I have a weird thing about noise too.
Oh, but drives me nuts.
How did we meet our husbands?
I met mine mutual friend and then he slid in. It was Christmas time. I was still married at the end of my marriage, met him at a fitness event party, Christmas party. And then he slid into my, DM. Well, I don't know if you call him DM and Facebook.
Slid into my MySpace account.
MySpace account. Yes, exactly. It might even have been MySpace. And he sent me a message because I met him alone. And then he didn't know I was married. He didn't know anything. He didn't know about the show. And he's like, hey, I'd really like to hook up or not hook up, but go out. And I'm like, delete, 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 delete. You can't do that.
There was no vanish mode then.
No, no. So that's how I met him.
I met Edwin at a club in Hollywood. So I was recently divorced myself. I got married.
Wait, what?
Yes, I was married. His name, I guess I don't need to bring up his name, but anyway, nice guy. We got married when I was younger, when I first moved out here. And, you know, truthfully, he was like the first guy that ever really treat me well and took care of me.
How old
like,
were you?
I think when we got married, I was 23.
Okay.
So, I mean, I'd already lived, you know, I'd already made out with like 50% of the C actors in Los Angeles. So, I mean, I was already busy, but then I met him, nice guy. And then ultimately the problem was, is that we were best friends, but that's where it ended. You know,
how long were you married?
I mean, I think by the time because in California, it takes 6 months to get divorced. Yeah. So, I mean, I think in total, we were living together, married a year.
Wow. And then, did you talk about this on the show?
Yeah, I did. They never showed it.
Oh, I was going to say, I never heard
about
this.
Yeah, they never showed it. Yeah. So, I mean, it was one of those things where, you know, truthfully, I looked at him and I was like, listen, I love you. You're my best friend, but like, yeah. I don't think I treat you well. I don't think it's, you know,
it's not meant to be.
It's not it.
Yeah.
And, you know, we had both, I traveled all the time for work. He ended up like, you know, he was doing a documentary on my dad. Like then he was working for Jennifer Lopez. Like he was just, it was just not it. But either way, that first Christmas was still really hard not being together. Like, and so the day after Christmas on the 26th, I went out with a couple of girlfriends, got obliterated, and we were at a restaurant next to a nightclub. And they're like, let's see if we can get in. We go to walk in. The first person walking out is Edwin. And yeah, we spent the night together that night. And that's really I thought his name was Edmund. And that's where we are.
The one love night, it. Love at first sight.
Yeah. The one night stand.
Love at first bang.
Love at first bang. Really? I mean, it took a little while. Gosh. Okay. The next question, Teddy, what is the co-parent situation like with Bella's mom? I would say I don't like to talk about, I like to try to keep it separate, but because I said, nothing's off limits, I'd say the biggest thing is communication and planning things in advance, like having an organized schedule, not doing last minute changes. If there is, having respect of the other people. I also think healthy boundaries are key, and also setting up the, I've known Bella since she was 6 weeks old. So we've had a lot, 13 years of this now. So, but I would say the biggest thing is originally we didn't have a set schedule, but we ended up doing it because if not, it just became chaotic. So now we have Bella every other weekend and then 2 weeks on, 2 weeks off in the summer. And then we just know what to expect.
Yeah. And it works for you guys.
Yeah. But I mean, there's times that it's easier and times that it's harder. But the main thing is we all want what's best for Bella.
And that's
key. So this one's for both of us. Did you have any inspirations on why you chose your kids' names, Tam?
For me, my ex, Simon, had a tradition in his family that all the kids are named with an S. So I was limited. I did it. And that was it.
How Kardashian of you guys?
All right.
You're pre-Kardashian Kardashian.
Mm-hmm.
Slate was my dad, was a name that my dad always talked about that he said he was going to be named, but I always fell in love with that name. Cruz, Edwin was like, I want a name that doesn't just sound like, he's like, I want a little bit of Latin flavor. And so we went around with a couple and the other name that we wanted, his brother wanted. So we were like, okay, Cruz. And then Dove was actually that was a real issue. He did not want Dove at all. The name.
Where
Dove.
Did it come from? Where did you?
I feel like I heard it. Slate says I heard it from Dove Cameron, but I don't know if that's the case. But I was just looking up names, unique names. I think it was if less than 2% of people have been named, this something like that. And that we came up with a list. And then ultimately Stassi was at lunch with us one day because we're good friends with Bo and we're all hanging out. And Edwin was like, Teddy's trying to pitch me on this name, Dove. It's ridiculous. She's like, I love that name.
Oh.
Lovey Dovey.
And then he was sold.
Then he was sold. Yeah. I'm like,
it takes one person.
That's one person to like it. Okay. And then this is easy for us. How do you stay motivated?
I think for me, you mean as far as working out?
Working out, life.
Yeah. For me, I'm not always motivated, but I try my hardest. And for me, it's just kind of a lifestyle when it comes to working out. And even in the days that I don't want to work out, I will still go. And maybe I won't get the best workout ever. And sometimes I get a better workout, but just forcing myself to go. And then also you have to listen to your body. So if my body's like, no, I'm not having it, then I'm like, okay, I need a day off.
Yeah.
So it's just, it's all about how bad do you want it?
Yeah. I mean, my answer is pretty much the same. I don't particularly believe in motivation. I think motivation wavers. There's no way that you're going to wake up and be motivated every single day, regardless if it's in work and parenting and marriage and working out. So for me, it's about commitment. So if I make a commitment to myself, that's something I'm not going to throw the towel in on. And, but it's also exactly what you said. For me, forward is a pace. It's one foot in front of the other. Mm-hmm. So yeah, I may the night before think I'm going to go for a run tomorrow and then wake up and be like, I don't feel like going for a run, but then I'll go, okay, go for a walk.
Go for a
just
walk.
Move your body. Just move consistently your body. Moving my body. It doesn't have to be a 10X every single day, but if I'm consistent with that, I used to always fail when I put things to how I aesthetically wanted to look. But once I started making it about how I feel when I move versus how I look, that started to shift.
Yes. And that we tell that to our members as well. Don't think about how you want to look, think about how you want to feel and just keep going, be consistent. And then eventually you're just going to look the way you want to look because you're being consistent.
Yeah.
For me at this time in my life. Like, I've worked that hard for so many years that to maintain what I have is not that hard.
Yeah.
It's not that hard.
The longer that you do it, the more you enjoy it and the easier it becomes. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I mean, there's also Christmas, all these different things. There's things that will be thrown at you and then you just get right back to it afterwards. Yep.
Tomorrow's a new day.
How did we become friends / first meet?
Okay. I can't remember if the first time we met was BravoCon.
No.
Tell me. I can't remember.
Well, the first time we actually met was at church in Orange County.
Oh, yes. I didn't know if that was before or after.
That was before. And yes. It was so ironic. You didn't see me. I didn't see you, your daughter.
Yes. Yeah. We were walking into church in Orange County. So I didn't expect, obviously I didn't expect to see you. And I'm like, what? Huh? And then, my daughter's like, isn't that?
Yeah. So that was the first
time. Yeah, that was the first time. And then
we exchanged numbers.
Yes.
But then we had BravoCon. We had Andy's baby shower.
Then dinner with the guys. Went to dinner in Orange County. And then I think after we both got fired, we kind of talked about that as well. It's funny. I bonded with a lot of housewives that have been fired.
You bond over things. Like, we have a lot in common, but we also have enough that's different that keeps the conversation interesting, which is what I really appreciate.
Yeah.
Thanks, you guys. Make sure to write in and we'll talk to you next week.
Thank you. Cheers.
Cheers.
Zyn nicotine pouches deliver nicotine satisfaction anywhere, anytime, which means Zyn pairs well with you, your personality, your schedule, and your spontaneity. Zyn fits easily into your bag, pocket, and into your life because it's smoke-free, hands-free, and hassle-free. So the only person who will know you have a Zyn pouch in is you. Visit Zyn.com or head to your local convenience store today to find your Zyn. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
You like to watch new stuff, right? Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time.
Like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama.
A new season of The Kardashians starring, The Kardashians, of course.
And Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean.
It's all new and it's streaming now on Hulu.
Hi, everyone. This is Rachel Zoe with the Climbing in Heels podcast. We recently sat down with a few recipients of the Botox Cosmetic, Onobotulinum Toxin A, and iFund Women grants at South by Southwest, thanks to Botox Cosmetic. Take a listen to our conversation. It's so good.
What advice would you give to upcoming female entrepreneurs or just already sort of established trying to survive still?
I literally joke with my staff and we always are saying, oh, you want to be an entrepreneur? You want to be broke all the time and working 24/7? Ooh.
Yeah, but
so,
look at you.
Yeah, right? But I'm here. So the advice that I give is, and I coined this, and I believe I said it on my TED Talk, that your passion follows you. You cannot follow your passion. So my advice is to let your passion follow you, get out of your own way, and never stop and never settle.
This episode was brought to you by Botox Cosmetic. Learn more at BotoxCosmetic.com and talk to your specialist to see if Botox Cosmetic is right for you. For full prescribing information, including boxed warning, call 877-351-0300 and follow the Climbing in Heels podcast on iHeartRadio or subscribe where you listen to your podcast.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.